الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دروش بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with divine knowledge and divine insights. Therefore, many a times Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see through his companions and had testified to some of their noble features and character. In fact, this is also considered to be the mu'jiza, the miracle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give precise and accurate information, especially of the inner condition, for those who were close to him amongst the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Very famously, with regards to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, looking at him, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr. A very famous hadith. We have heard this hadith many times in the khutbah on a Friday. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Abu Bakr Siddiq and said that from my entire creation, from my entire following, my entire ummah, the most compassionate, the most soft-hearted, the most merciful is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And brothers might recall that this again is the very same attribute given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in the Quran, in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being the embodiment of mercy. And with the same words, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also described Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are the embodiment of mercy for every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars have mentioned that the significant feature of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the fact that Allah's Nabi was very merciful, and because Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was the closest companion to him, so in honor of that companionship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq with the same description that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his kalam. And therefore Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the most soft-hearted, a man who was quick to forgive, as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was a man who was very quick to forgive. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last to erupt in anger. You would hardly fine Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get angry. Scholars have only mentioned that usually it was only during the khutbah on a Jumu'ah that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's anger was visible. Otherwise, the overwhelming, most distinguished character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the fact that he was rahmatul lil alameen. One hadith comes to mind, which is recorded in many of the books of ahadith. A man came to Madinatul Munawwara. He was not the resident of Medina, and he was not well acquainted with the Islamic etiquettes. And when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, as he got close to the courtyard of Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man started urinating in the courtyard of Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the companions got very heated and they stood up. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, maintain control, leave him, don't do anything, let him finish. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith it comes, said to some of the companions, ituni sijlam min al-ma wa alquhu aw fa alquhu. Allah's Nabi said that bring a bucket full of water and pour it where this man has urinated. And then he said to the companions, now go and call that person in front of me. Some of the companions got very angry and two of them grabbed that person very harshly and said, right, go to the masjid and speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This man knew that what he had done, especially in the courtyard of Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was something that's very unethical. And he felt that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would physically punish him. And in the hadith it comes that this man was actually shivering in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him and said to him, As-sakina ayyatuhal miskeen, ayyuhal miskeen, as-sakina ayyuhal miskeen. Be calm, you have nothing to worry. Be calm, you have nothing to worry. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with a lot of mercy and politeness, spoke to him with a soft tone and said to him, إِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ بُنِيَتْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Let me explain to you that the mosques, the masajid, have been built for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah's name can be venerated in such venues. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that if the need arises for you to go and attend for the call of nature, then what you should do is to go far away and seclude yourself and don't expose your nakedness to anyone, and only then relieve yourself. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him the etiquettes of istinja. And then he looked at Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an and said to Bilal, Bilal, go to the Muslim treasury and get some money and buy for him new clothes from the market of Madinatul Munawwara, and buy him a shawl as a gift from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and go to the market and buy him a camel as a gift from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How merciful he was to that man who urinated in the courtyard of Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gifting him by a shawl from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by a camel for him from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This man was so moved and touched by the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This incident occurred in the early part of the morning. Immediately he went back out of Madinatul Munawwara to his tribe and he met the people there and he said, Ayyuhannas, O my people, ما رأيت أحسن معلم من رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have not seen a better teacher than Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمنوا بالذي لم يرجع السيئة بالسيئة. And he said to the people, in my opinion, we should all embrace Islam and become Muslim. For he is a man who does not avenge evil by evil. He does not avenge evil with evil. And so in my opinion, we should all become Muslims. Scholars have mentioned, my respected brothers, that he came with 300 members from his tribe before Maghrib Salah in Madinatul Munawwara, and the entire tribe embraced Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And this is what is meant by the beautiful verse of the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character, Allahu Akbar. He had the full control of himself. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and he was an exception. Allahu Akbar. Not only was he sharing this title that he himself was very compassionate with people, but scholars have mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was very meticulous in imitating Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, there was also a physical resemblance with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will find some of the scholars and shuyukh, when a person has stayed in their khidmat or at the service of one pious man for many years, you'll find that at times even the clothes resemble and even the face resembles to the sheikh. And it is said that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq physically would even resemble the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one proof of that is when he accompanied Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Madinatul Munawwara. When he came, he was walking in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had put on a shawl because of the intense heat, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was behind, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was in front. The people of Madinatul Munawwara came out from Medina when Allah's Nabi and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an got to the boundary of Madinatul Munawwara. When the Madani people saw the face of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, they thought that he was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they queued up and lined up to greet him. Until he turned away and he looked at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said the most beautiful words. He said, هذا رجل متقي أبيض الوجه هذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This beautiful personality, this beautiful luminous face that you see just in front of me, he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then all of them came and they greeted Hazrat Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. But the muhaddiseen have mentioned even the face of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the body parts, there was a close resemblance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So again we find that this very important feature of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had actually filtered into Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. As for the second Khalifa of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name is Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. He was another reflection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the other side of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just like, my respected brothers, Jannah is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Jahannam, hellfire, is the manifestation of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the manifestation of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mercy was seen in Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And his anger was actually seen in Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. And that is why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Umar ibn al-Khattab and said, with regards to Umar ibn al-Khattab, وَأَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرِ. The most strict in my entire ummah with regards to enforcing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. He was very, very strict. He would never ever compromise. And in fact, this was the other side. This was again the reflection of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also very, very merciful. But at times Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also very, very strict. Very, very strict. Subhanallah. If you recall, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not well, and he said to Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that why don't you tell your father Abu Bakr Siddiq to lead the people to salah whilst I am not well? And she said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would be better in my opinion, it would be better in my opinion that you give permission to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, because my father is very soft hearted. When he stands up on the musalla, he cries a lot. And therefore it would be better if Umar ibn al-Khattab took the position. Even in that state of being very, very ill, in his fatal illness, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shouted at Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha and said that, are you being like the women in Egypt? Are you being like the women in Egypt during the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam? I say to you that Abu Bakr must lead the people to prayers and it should only be him. And immediately Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha again, subhanallah, carried out the order of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informing the father, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, to be the Imam. So Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an was very, very strict, uncompromising. And so he was the other side of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why, my respected brothers, it is very, very important to have a bit of both in a person. And that would maintain the right balance. That at times a person should be angry and at times a person should be soft-hearted. And both of these very important features and attributes were distributed to the great companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Just to put in front of you a glimpse of how strict Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala was. Once he was in the mataf and saw a group of people doing tawaf, and he joined the people doing tawaf. As people were walking around Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, everyone saw that now Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab is in the mataf and he's also doing the tawaf. So everybody was now walking behind him. Umar ibn al-Khattab is here. And all of a sudden he stopped. And he stopped in front of the black stone. And he looked at the black stone. Just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to do ghusl, to bathe in the river that was close by, he had taken off his kurta and he put that kurta on the stone, and the stone took the kurta and the stone ran away. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam got very angry and he slapped the stone in anger. And so Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab looked at the stone and he said to all of the people that were there, listen to me what I have to say. Ya Hajar. And he said, O stone, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ حَجْرٌ. And remember, he was actually cleaning them from inside, purifying their hearts. These were people for centuries that were accustomed to worshipping the idols. So worshipping the idols was not a problem for them. You'll even find some people today doing things that are very, very funny. And just a brother was telling me today that he was in one part of the world and there was a frame of maybe a masjid. And the members of that family, when they would exit the house, they would look at the frame and do some funny things and probably do that and kiss or whatever. And so this man put a comment forward and he said that, what are you doing? Are you Hindus that you do this? You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah al-azim. And you do your ruku and sujood, that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how paganism and idolatry started, and people started worshipping stones and idols, icon worshipping. That is how it started. And so Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, again making sure that the aqaid are in accordance to the sharia, he said, "Inni a'lamu annaka hajarun." I know you, I know that you are only a stone. La tanfa'ani wala tadhurruni. You give me no benefit and you can't harm me. Wala tumituni wala tuhyini. And you can't give death to anyone and you can't give life to anyone. Lawla ra'aytu Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yukabbalak ma kabbaltuka. Had I not seen Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kiss you, Umar would have never ever kissed you. This is how strict he was. Now again, we need to maintain the right balance. A person should not show any disrespect to the black stone. Remember, this is from Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And this is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a mercy that when you kiss it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away your sins. Because it is a material that is not made in dunya, but this is made in Jannah. But this again was discipline, a lesson that Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab wanted to teach the people around him. Possibly he had seen that there were a lot of Bedouins and a lot of people who were foreign to Madinatul Munawwara, and to explain to them the aqaid, the Islamic beliefs. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, when he passed away, it is said that approximately 300 orphans had gathered at the doorstep of Umar ibn al-Khattab. How many? 300 orphans had gathered there. And when the family members gave the news that Umar ibn al-Khattab has passed away, the children were saying in the Arabic language, "Ya Ahl al-Madina, ma mata Amir al-Mu'mineen, mata Abuna." O people of Medina, it is not that the Khalifa has passed away today, Amir al-Mu'mineen has passed away today. Our father has passed away today. The orphans were saying, our father has passed away today. This was Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. And now coming back to the main topic of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. Again, one of the most integral features of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a man who was very shy, bashful character. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in him a lot of modesty. And when he looked at Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, he said, "Inna Uthman rajulun hayyun." That Uthman is a very shy man. What did he say? Uthman is a very shy man. And praising Uthman bin Affan, he said, وَأَصْدَقُهَا حَيَاءً Uthman. The most sincere in modesty in my entire ummah is Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a man who was very, very shy. Modesty was with him. It is said that scholars have mentioned, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحياء من العذراء. حضرت نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was more shy than even the unmarried women or the virgins of مدينة المنورة. Generally in the time of رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, women were very, very pious and very, very modest. Subhanallah. Not like the women today. When you look at the Muslim women today, they can put Islam to shame. Islam to shame. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That is why in the hadith it comes that Iblis has this throne in front of him, and he calls all of his shayateen that work under him, his followers, and he says to them that if any one of you today can instigate a believer, as in a Muslim, towards the most heinous crime and sin, then I will personally put this crown on your head. This is what the Iblis says to the shayateen that work for him. It is said that they go and do the works. In the evening they come hoping that maybe we will be rewarded with that crown. And one comes and he says that today I caused friction between husband and wife. Friction between husband and wife. Iblis looks at him and he says, not bad. But that's only friction. You didn't do the complete job. That is only friction. You didn't do the complete job. They might reunite. And he says, no, not you. And then another person comes, he says, well, Hazrat Ji, I have caused enmity between two blood brothers. And he says, but you've done something also. But again, it won't take for the brothers to reunite. And then another shaitan comes and he says, well, what I did today is I made sure that a young man carries out the sin of zina, and he committed himself to zina with a lady that was in front of him. And this act of zina was done by two individuals, a Muslim man and a Muslim woman. And this Iblis stands up and he says, you are worthy of this crown, and he puts the crown on his head. Allahu Akbar. Today people don't understand parda, and I touched on this very important subject also in Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The good that is out there in our society, with that the filth that is also out there. It is said about Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and he himself has said, since the age of puberty, I have never ever glanced at the face of a woman with the foul intent of fulfilling my lust. Never ever. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a master when it came to controlling the eyes. A master. Never ever. Scholars have mentioned, because he could control the eyes, both of his eyes were under control, Allah gave him two daughters in nikah. And the two daughters were the daughters of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was so much haya in Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala. And that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِي فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. When shyness and haya, modesty, comes out from a person, then believe it, this man can commit any sin that is imaginable. Because there is no haya, this man can do anything. He fears no one. Why? Haya has been taken out from the heart. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-haya'u sha'batun min al-iman. That haya, modesty, is the most important component in faith. It is the most important component in faith that is attached to your iman. That is why, my respected brothers, at times, when a person is shy, say Alhamdulillah. Shyness is also good. To be bashful, it is also good. And this was the main feature and character of Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. It is said that in his entire life, he had never ever bathed in nakedness. He had never ever bathed in complete nakedness. Even if it was in complete confinement, walls were there surrounding, nobody would come. He would often say that the malaika are watching me. The malaika are there. Allahu Akbar. This was the haya of Hazrat Uthman bin Affan. It is said that he never ever used his right hand for undesirable activities. He said, my hand was taken by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had touched and had pledged on the hand of Uthman bin Affan during Bay'atul Rizwan, he was very careful making sure that the hands were kept clean all the time. Subhanallah, his right hand. Scholars have mentioned, in fact, a hadith which is recorded in the books of a hadith. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the narrator. She says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting in his room and I was on one side. She describes how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting. She says that the shin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was slightly exposed. The shin of Rasulullah was slightly exposed. Someone came at the door and knocked. It was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an asking permission to come. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave permission and Hazrat Abu Bakr came. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the same position. After a while again somebody starts knocking. After an inquiry it was said that it's Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab wants to come in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Immediately Allah's Nabi said, let him also come. And so now you have on one side in hijab, you have Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq who is the father, and Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. And then after a while again somebody starts knocking. And Allah's Nabi said, who is it? And it was said that it's Uthman bin Affan. Allah's Nabi said, don't come right now, don't come right now. Immediately Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat up straight and covered the shin, and the wrapping, the shawl was put around him properly, and he sat. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is looking at the actions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The companions would note everything. And then the companions came, they met, they sat with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then late in the evening, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha inquired. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, my father came, you were sitting properly. Umar ibn al-Khattab came, you were sitting properly. Uthman came, I noticed that you were concerned. And you covered all your body parts. And he said, Ya Aisha, don't you know? Ama la astahyi min rajulin tastahyi minhu al-malaika. That don't you know that even the angels have haya of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. That he is a very shy man from amongst my companions. Very shy man. A very bashful personality. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Very important and beautiful traits and qualities, important features that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the companions. And although the topic is about Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, but the complete hadith starts with the name of Hazrat Abu Bakr, then Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, then Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. So very briefly, the entire hadith was explained. Allah pak hareko tawfiq de, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dua farmaare. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين